One of the most influential women in business in South Africa, Hixonia Nyasulu, is rapidly developing an international reputation as a board member with integrity and drive. In this weekly podcast, Hixonia talks to Darren Moore about the Boardroom 101 tips that she's gathered throughout her many years in business.
Hello, Hixonia.
Hello, Darren.
It's good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Thank you. Apparently today, if I can get it out, the email said transactional versus transformational leadership. What a mouthful.
There you are. Those are big words. But transactional leadership is all about command and control. So, and transformational leadership is the opposite of that. It's all about nurturing people. It's all about leadership that cares about the feelings and emotions of the people that work for you or in your company. It's all about seeking to find a way to hear the voices of other people. So it's not about you being the big boss and knowing everything. It's about saying to other people, what have you got to contribute? What do you think about this concept? Transactional leadership, on the other hand, does have its place. And I've heard people at seminars, in fact, on just as recently as 2 weeks ago, someone saying, I am naturally a transformational leader, but it came to a point where I was getting sick and tired of people, you know, almost interpreting the transformational side of my leadership as a weakness. And so I had to bring in the transactional leadership side of me, which is command and control.
Yeah.
Now, that kind of leadership is ideal in situations such as the military,
sure,
the police,
yeah,
and in coaching.
I'm picking up that there is a time and place for both.
There is a time and place for both. And what I say to people is you cannot completely ditch transactional leadership for transformational leadership, because as you saw in the example of the gentleman at my seminar, some people need to be managed transactionally. So they need a command and control. And what he was saying is there came a time where I had to put my foot down and said, this is the direction.
That's the way it's happening.
This is the way
I've
it's
made
happening.
A call. It's going this
I've made
way.
A call. And I've listened to all voices and I'm making a call. So we come back to the 20-80. I would say 20% of the time you should be a transactional leader and 80% transformational. Because we are dealing with millennials as well. It's all about who are you leading. Millennials do not take well to a transactional leadership environment.
I'm kidding.
Are you tired?
I just said that as a dig.
I'm not, you're a millennial.
I don't mean that at all. Not. But they are so very different.
No, they're very different. They are very different. And they are now in the workforce as the baby boomers, like myself, are now, you know, bidding the work environment goodbye. So, of course, in a crisis, transactional leadership. But generally speaking, in the world in which we live, transformational leadership is the best way to go. It gets people behind you. It inspires people. It motivates your people more than the command and control style would be. In the other one, transactional leadership, they do it and you will never know whether it's out of fear or respect. I would say it's mostly fear.
Yeah.
Whereas a transformational leader is generally followed and emulated because they're respected, not feared. So that's the word on transactional versus transformational leadership.
I got it. Thank you, Hixonia.
Thank you, Darren.
For more information on Hixonia, visit HGtoThePowerOfYou.com.